Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, gonna do a little Perry Steakhouse tonight, fellas.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you a pork chop.
You going home getting dressed first?
Yeah, I told Clint this in one of the breaks. He missed it.
I know, I heard you say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I
didn't know if you did.
I answered. I told you I ain't never been there.
Oh, okay. The way you had it here, you said that.
Oh, so you weren't listening wrong.
The way you just sold that right there, it sounded like that was the first time you ever heard me say that.
I believe it sounded like Mattress Mac pitching a hell of a deal.
I was going to tell you. No, yeah, good times, man. I hear everybody, it's this steakhouse, but everything I keep hearing is the pork chop.
That's what they're legendary for.
Oh, I thought we had a conversation. You can't do that. Go to a steakhouse and get a pork chop?
Yeah, no.
Go to a seafood place and get something else?
They were made famous by the particular dish, though.
It is, and I feel like that might be an exception. I think there is an out on that. It is the famous, it's the famous dish.
I wouldn't know. I don't like pork chops.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a, it's like one of few proteins. I don't think it's like disgusting. It's just not like a go-to protein for me. I don't think the taste of anything.
Oh, okay.
All that.
So
great.
You said you don't like it. Like,
I'm not saying it like sucks like the Beatles do. But
I was just fixing to say, you know, I don't want to put it in the Beatles category.
But
it
famous, sounds like yeah, you're the hell out of here, Paul McCartney. Ass.
That poor. Okay. Thankfully, you chose him.
I'm with you on this though, T. Not the Beatles. I'm with you on this pork chop.
Look at this sucker.
Yeah, I've tried it. It
looks
good.
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Looks it does, tremendous. Doesn't it? I'm sure it's good.
It's like 3 mils.
You're not a pork chop person, really?
I like, back in the day, mom and dad, I don't remember who used to do it. I don't want to piss Linda off. I know she's listening. So one of them used to cook pork chops, and they were tremendous.
I'm going
to
come over there and whoop that ass.
They were about 1/10 as thick as that one you just showed me right there. They were thin.
My mom used to cook pork chops growing up, and I ate them.
Pork
like
chops,
they were
gravy, ate. Mashed taters, you know, yeah, I mean, and those were good. I just don't. I've had some really good pork chops in my time. I remember going to places where, like you said, like that's what they're famous
that's
for.
What they're famous,
and it's good, but I ain't going back.
You ain't going back for it? Oh, I love a good pork chop. Houston's used to have a real good one.
Yeah? What makes Houston, a good pork chop, you reckon?
I like the the thickness.
Just how thick it is. Well, that sunbuck you just showed me is going to
be.
That one you just showed me is going
to
be
because
tremendous.
It can be really easy to dry out and to overcook, but when it is perfect, yeah, they look like they're pairing it with a little applesauce or something like that.
Want a big girthy bitch. They do pair with applesauce.
Yeah. Nah, someone just texted and said she'll get the pork chop.
Somebody.
That was Doug's dog's name, too.
What's the occasion?
Next line coming through, Ron. How do you like your steak? Medium rare.
That's the way it should be.
What's the occasion?
Just hanging out, you know. Got to end the grandparents in town, so maybe we get out and grab a little.
Oh, so you and the wife get out and do a little something?
Grab a little dinner, yeah.
Pump day horniness.
Well, I mean, he just.
Okay.
Maybe, that's what I call it.
Maybe.
You don't
right,
have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw her down right in front, right with her parents. Yeah. Next door. There it
I
is.
I wasn't saying.
No, I think it's a hell of an idea.
I think it'd be
a little uncomfortable.
I think you should hit old side street. I think you hit old side street. Surprise
pull
on the court.
Pull
over on the side street.
Punch that clock and go to work, son.
I don't know, man. Just telling you, man. may ease up on a parking lot or something, man. You never know.
How many times this week do you think I can get Ron to throw his glasses off? Because I believe I've gotten Ron. We are in Wednesday. 30 minutes left in the show. I believe I've had him throw his glasses off at least 3 or 4 times so far this week.
Punch that clock and go to work.
I know what my boy's all about. Actually,
I know what my boy's all about.
And go to work. And go to work, son.
Get your side. You don't have to go all the way, man. You just get over some heavy petting, you know. Just take it back to the old days, you know.
My boy Ron ain't scared of a little sweat in the sack. Let's get it.
This wouldn't be the sack, right?
See?
Oh, it's just, again, it's term.
I don't know, man. That Camry, and have as much space as it used to.
I don't mean your camera. Hood, you're going to take that. You're going to take that greenery. You're going to take that greenery. Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah,
it's going to take the camera.
On the hood?
Right, man.
Take it to Pleasure Town.
No. That's maybe the trunk. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, try it out, bud. I'm telling you. Yeah. See, we're on to something here.
Put those uniforms
you better
back in the trunk.
Put your best on, sister. Put your best on. We done planted a seed in Ron's mind. He's over here.
I got a little Crystal's hot sauce in the trunk, too, man.
What?
Oh, little Crystal sounds like a spicy mama.
Tastes a little bit of this.
Easy, easy show.
Spice and Crystal got me talking Spanish.
Speaking of Chris Sims, he...
Oh, Chris Sims, damn.
He said, listen, the Texans have let us know this ain't about CJ Stroud. This is the moves they made show us that it wasn't at all CJ Stroud last year.
There's a reason they fired their offensive coordinator after going to the playoffs 2 years in a row. There's a reason they've totally said the hell with our offensive line after going to the playoffs 2 years in a row. They are telling you without telling you the problems were the team were not CJ Stroud. It was our pass protection scheme and our offensive line. And that's what they had to fix. And CJ Stroud, the Texans, I will not be shocked if they're in the Super Bowl this year.
Clint, yeah.
What is it?
He laid into that one. But Clint, when I hear him say that, and I will say Chris Sims is dead on with the assessment of what the Texans did, because the Texans seem to operate and make moves like he's saying exactly how they felt. They made moves as if to say, no, it ain't him. No, he needs more responsibility. No, we need to move these different guys. We need to change the OC. We need to change the play caller. And to me, Clint, if that is the case, then we should see a real change of things. If that's the case, we should see a real difference in how this offense functions with the changes they've made.
Well, look, he states the obvious. I mean, obviously they weren't going to get rid of C.J. Stroud and say our quarterback sucked after last year. So, I mean, what the point is an obvious point. It was what was going on around C.J. Stroud. And, look, here's the reality of it with the Texans is, yes, the problems that needed to be completely replaced were those obviously around C.J. Stroud. But what I don't like about what Chris is saying is just through the quarterback eye, like C.J. Stroud did nothing last year to protect his offensive line. Now, a lot of that I think was due to coaches preaching and changing identity, as I mentioned earlier before the season started. A lot of that may have been, hey, he was handcuffed and he couldn't communicate and he couldn't protect himself. I can get with that. So it's not, but that's the quarterback, right? And so where I'm going with it is they can get better on the offensive line. These two young receivers can be really good. And if CJ Stroud doesn't shift back to closer to the way he played the game in the first year in the league, then you're still going to – he may not lead the league in sacks and be number two in pressures or whatever the hell it was with Caleb Williams. That may not be the company he's keeping, worst in the league, but it's still going to be a problem, right? So what I agree with a lot of what Chris said, but the one thing is like CJ's got a role to play here too. Like to me, last year was extreme because the protection was so bad. But to me, a lot of times, man, a quarterback can choose to protect himself. A quarterback can consistently choose to take hits. You got the Tom Brady version of quarterback, and then you got, let's call it the Joe Burrow version of quarterback. Two very similar quarterbacks skill set-wise. One chooses to take a bunch of risk and drive the football down the field, and he's constantly getting his head knocked off in Joe Burrow. And Tom Brady was the cleanest quarterback back before turf existed. I mean, you got to find, and I think CJ ultimately is going to live somewhere in the middle, but CJ's got to be better as well in critical moments versus pressure. Yeah. So there, I just don't want to. Chris is like completely
absolving him of any
of any responsibility that's. I mean,
it was really really bad. Like the protection and the misses were really, really bad at times, and there were certain games where he didn't have a shot. But I know you have pointed out multiple times that there were easy throws that he bypassed, knowing that they were struggling.
Knowing that the protection sucked.
That easy throws that they bypassed to keep to hold the ball longer to try to make plays. Yeah. Now, what we're led to believe and what Chris is saying and what the actions is, this was not as much as a CJ thing, but this was as much of a, this is what the offense is saying to do.
And fair.
And that's how they're positioning it.
Look, and look, I can have that conversation, but here's the deal. And Will Kunkel mentioned it earlier. At some point, CJ Stroud, I don't give a damn who the offensive coordinator is, right? CJ Stroud cannot go into a playoff game, hell, any game, but a playoff game, and not have an answer and not know where he's going to go with the ball with the safety A-gap blitz. Like that CJ Stroud has to get, and maybe he's there now, but CJ Stroud has to get to a point where he goes, hey, coach, I mean, these cats are walking the safety up in the A-gap. What the hell are we going to do? Like, that's football 101. Like, you've got to have an answer for that. And if you don't, then the quarterback's got to say, hey, man, what are we doing here? So there is no doubt about it, he was handcuffed. And I would never place blame, if you use that word, I would never place blame on C.J. Stroud for the protection issues last year. But did he play a part? Could he have made it a little bit less? Could he have improved it a tad? Absolutely. And if we're going to break all the problems down and all the answers down, we got to get to C.J. at some point and talk about what he could do better. And I think there are things that he could do better, and I think he knows that.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll see if Tyler can get into the green again. And if you are making these bets with him, you're bound to get in the green again, too. Hopefully it is today. So T-Mill's best bets coming up.